I just did a post on my blog at the website, booksonstrategy.com, for those that want to know, where I was talking about, I do a lot of work for political parties and did an awful lot of commentary on this.
Both parties, or are you single?
Both parties, okay. Actually.
Okay.
And actually, what I'm trying to do now is help the Democrats get their act together, because, I like a good competition, and right now the Democrats aren't doing well. But what I was pointing out is that they're in politics. People used to know how to win when you were a losing party, and it was a well-thought-out formula, and we've actually forgotten so much strategy, but basically what you do is it's all about positioning. If you've lost, okay, you're in the losing position, how do you change that? Well, initially, you have this honeymoon period with the new administration where you say, okay, the people have spoken, the unity of the country, especially in times of war, is a lot more important than any political agenda. We're going to work with the new leaders. They've been picked by the people, and even though a lot of people support us, more people support them, and that's what democracy is all about. So you have this honeymoon period. It lasts about 6 months or so. And then you start. You wait basically for your opponents to make a mistake. What Sun Tzu teaches is that you can't create opportunities. You can't build opportunities. You can't chase after them. Your opponent has to leave an opening for you.
What if they don't, Gary?
They do.
Oh, they
do. We're all human.
Okay.
All
right,
human. We all make plenty of mistakes. We leave lots of openings for the opposition. I'll take that bet every day. You know, if somebody says, well, I'll bet you this guy isn't going to make a mistake in the next 6 months, I'd say, oh, okay.
And he does.
How much do you want to put on that?
Yeah. It's
inevitable. But anyway, what happens is after that honeymoon period, you've established a new position as a loser. You've said, we're loyal opposition, we care more about the country, we're reasonable people, we're not crazy fanatics. But then when the mistakes start coming, then you seize on those.
Then you show up.
And then as time goes on, you know, you ratchet up once more this idea of momentum. You ratchet up what Sun Tzu calls tension of momentum through the course of the election cycle, which is only 2 years in America, and you bring it up to a fever pitch of hostility at the end of the election cycle, where it does you some good because you can win elections. What the Democrats are doing now is just crazy because, you know, with what Ted Kennedy's saying and Kerry and Barbara Boxer and Howard Dean trying to take over this constant hostility and obstructionism and stuff like that, you know, it just doesn't work over time. People become immune to it.
It's not a strategy, it's tension.
Yeah, well, it's that whole flight or fight thing. You know, they're just fighting. They're not building up a position. And Kerry could have won incredibly easily. I mean, one of the things I do in my seminars is tell everybody how Kerry could have won. It would have been the easiest thing in the world for Kerry to win this election. All he had to do is say, first of all, what winning is about, what strategy is about, is establishing a position that your opponents can't attack and you could advance. What Kerry should have said is Bush was right to go into Iraq and Afghanistan. After 9/11, we needed a president who was going to stand up for freedom and take the war to the terrorists. And I'm glad the President Bush was the president during that time because we needed a strong leader who was willing to fight a military war. Because of his success, however, we're now in a different stage. We've now moved on to the time where diplomacy is needed, where we need better communication with the media because there's a media component to this war. And as much, you know, as good a job as Bush has been for us in the last 4 years, I'm a better candidate for doing that diplomacy and doing that communication and working with the media in the next stage in the war on terror. If Kerry had said that, first of all, Bush couldn't fight. And what's he going to say?
I'm not any good?
Yeah. Bush cannot say credibly that, first of all, no, we're going to have more ground wars. Now, we may have ground wars in Syria or Iran. I mean, we may get involved, but you can't say that during an election. It's impossible to attack that position that there are going to be more ground wars. Nor could Bush credibly say, I'm the guy that's going to be the right guy to lead the diplomatic or, you know, media campaign that the war on terror needs at this point. And that's actually an issue. I think that the war on terror does need a media campaign. And you know, that's not, you asked earlier, what was Bush doing wrong? Well, that's one of the things that he's not very good at, is really communicating.
Right.
And, you know, so that would have put Bush in a very poor position, you know, in terms of, you know, instead of firing Bush, though, basically Kerry would be saying, retire him, give him a gold watch, you know. He was a great president. Let's recognize that. And the American people, I think, would have been very, you know, would have seen that as very enlightened. It, you know, it was a new vision for the war on terror. It, you know, it wasn't this incredible hostility, and it would have been very successful. But this, you know, when people don't understand strategy, it's all about instinct, and the instinct is let's fight, you know, and it's, you know, and it just isn't going to work. It's not, you know, it doesn't work over the long term. What Sun Tzu teaches is that fighting, number one, is very expensive. It costs a lot of money. Number two, it's emotionally draining. Your people can't support a constant battle for years at a time. It just wears them down. I mean, that's what we saw in Vietnam, and it's true for every war.
True.
You know, you can't be in battle constantly. It just doesn't work. And most of all, it doesn't establish that constant fight, doesn't establish a position. After Kerry lost, what was left? He based his whole campaign on basically anybody but Bush. Well, Bush isn't going to be the candidate 4 years from now. So what have the Democrats built up as far as a base to launch their next campaign on?
Nothing right now.
Absolutely nothing. Once more, it comes down to having a clear philosophy. There are lots of wonderful philosophies through the history of the Democratic Party that they could seize upon to talk about. But instead, they've got this postmodern view of American society that nobody but a few, you know, the people in academia and the media, people like that in Hollywood care about. And they've basically turned their back on, you know, traditional values of the Democratic Party that are very important and very powerful. And, you know, it's unfortunate because I think they're a great party and will be again, just not under the current leadership. They need somebody. One of the nice things about the democratic process is that it's very hard for a president that doesn't understand strategy to get elected. And we don't want anybody in that position that doesn't understand strategy.
That's true.
So.
Gary, when we come back, let's talk about some predictions that you have here. And you're not a psychic, though, are you?
No, not a psychic.
You're just intuitive. You know the signs.
Well, and also Sun Tzu actually cautions against making predictions. The strategy is more about opportunism, recognizing opportunities, you know, in time to do something about them. But if there are some things that you know, you can make some kinds of predictions.